about Damian Martin. What are your thoughts? Yep. 50%, 90% the chances of him playing?
Yeah, look, he'll have a run with us today, first time since Melbourne game, but you know, he'll go to the surgeon this afternoon to see if tick the box. So I'd like him to play. He wants to play, but the big boss says he's okay or not, so we have to wait for that.
What the importance of him is crucial, isn't it? If there's one team that you want your guard in, it's against Jerome Randall.
Oh, he's MVP calibre, Randall. You know, his quickness, he's smart, he can shoot the three, get to the rim. So, you know, you certainly want your best defender out there, and hopefully Damo can play. But look, if he doesn't, Corbin's been doing a great job, and got Jackson in there as well. So I'm sure they're going to do a good job. This part right here has been really good to get Jaron back into speed and make some adjustments without our point guard. So we needed to simplify some of the things on offense and do that really well. And this time at home has been really beneficial for that.
Have you seen improvement in Jaron in the past week?
Yeah, look, on Monday it was outstanding. Yesterday was a great day. So we just, it's going to transfer over to the bright lights soon. So we'll hope it's this week.
Your relationship with him, was it affected by the decision and then now the decision to have him back, and how have you sort of made it gel together?
Yeah, well, we went and had a coffee and just made sure everything was out in the open, and I'm pretty straightforward and sometimes maybe too brutal, but, you know, you got to put things out in the open, and we had a good conversation and he was professional enough to say, okay, well, this is professional sport, this is what happens, now I've got to make the best of it, so... you know, he's been, like I said before, he's a great guy. The teammates love him, and that helps the matter. If he was, you know, a pain in the ass, he probably wouldn't have been back.
How confident are you that he can become the right fit for this team? There's obviously doubts a couple of weeks ago. How confident are you you guys can turn that around?
Yeah, well, we had to do some change with the structure. You know, we have to do a better job coaching and getting the ball at the right areas, because he is an explosive scorer, and we probably didn't do that last time, so... we want to make it work, and we have to do a better job of coaching to get him the ball at the right places.
What have you made of Adelaide?
Yeah, look, they're young and athletic, and they've had some really good wins. They've won Melbourne on the road, and they bet Brisbane in overtime. So, you know, that typically Joey Wright's teams are pretty physical and upbeat and tempo and like to get it going. So we've had some good battles in the past, and I think this will be another good one.
Is it as simple as you stop Randall, you stop their run, and you stop them, you know, from being so exciting out on the court?
I wish, but no. You know, they've got the Sobey's doing a great job this year. He probably the most improved so far in the first quarter of the season. And, you know, they got Johnson in there. They're smart. Jacobson's a good role player for them, does exactly what they need. And, you know, Ferguson's just coming back from a suspension, so... we expect some heat coming out of him early on, and we've just got to match that.
Talking just about Damo, we know that he'll want to play every game and he'll play in pain. As a coach, how do you see it? And do you have to have some sort of sympathy for him and say, look, mate, you know, it's time for you just to sit back and wait until you're actually ready to go?
Yeah, look, I was really concerned last time. Damo doesn't show he's hurt unless it's legitimately in pain. So... to see him last time to grab his jaw was a big concern, and we got him straight out and we checked it, and he was okay to go, and that just shows how tough he is. And it was only scans that showed there was a fracture in there. So we have to be mindful of that. If he does play, we probably reduce minutes. It won't be the same 35 minutes or so. But, you know, Damo's, that's hard. That's why the crowd loves him. You know, he gets in there and battles against the bigger, taller, stronger players, and... you know, he's a heart and the soul of the Wildcats, and we want him back out there.
If he doesn't play, is it a chance to prove you can win without him?
Yeah, we did that last year. We played about 8 games without Damo, and we did really well. It's compounded with Jared Kenny still out. So Corbin's doing a great job from not playing in the season to come to a starting position, and no doubt he'll do that again.
How's Jared tracking, Drew?
Yeah, still a couple of weeks away. His rehab's going really well, but he's still a couple of weeks away.